ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली। 4th January 2023। एसेंस। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, यू आर द स्वान्स हु पिक अप पर्ल्स। योर ग्रुप इज द ग्रुप ऑफ स्वान्स, दैट इज हंस मंडली। यू आर लकी स्टार्स बिकॉज ऑफ द फादर, द सन ऑफ नॉलेज is personally teaching you himself. Question: what enlightenment has the Father given all of you children through which your efforts have become intense? Answer: the Father has given you this enlightenment. Children, it is now the end of this drama. You have to go to the new world. Don't think that you will receive whatever you are to receive. First, there has to be effort. To become pure and purify others is a very great service. As soon as you children received this enlightenment, your efforts became intense. Song: you are the ocean of love. We thirst for one drop. Om Shanti. You children know that the unlimited Father, the ocean of love, the ocean of peace, and the ocean of bliss is personally sitting in front of you and teaching you. You are such lucky stars that the Father, the Son of Knowledge, Himself, is personally teaching you. The stork group, that is, Mandli, has now become a swan mandali. You have become those who pick up pearls. All of you brothers and sisters are swans, and so this is also called a swan mandali. Only those of the previous cycle recognize one another at this time in this birth. The spiritual mother and father from beyond and the brothers and sisters recognize one another. You remember that you met one another 5,000 years ago in those same names and forms. You can say this at this time. You won't be able to say it in any other birth. All of those who become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris will recognize one another. Baba, you are the same one. We are your same children. We brothers and sisters are once again claiming our inheritance from our father. The father and the children are now sitting personally in front of you. Then those names and forms, etc., will all change. Lakshmi and Narayan will not say that they are the same Lakshmi and Narayan of the previous cycle. Even the subjects would not say that this Lakshmi and Narayan are the same ones of the previous cycle. No. It is only at this time that you children know this. At this time, you know a great deal. Previously, you didn't know anything at all. I myself come at the confluence age and give you my introduction. Only the unlimited Father can see this. Establishment of the new world and destruction of the old world definitely have to take place. This is the confluence of the two. This is a very beneficial age. Neither the golden age nor the iron age can be called beneficial. This present life of yours is remembered as a very valuable life. It is in this birth that you have to become like a diamond from a shell. You children are true helpers of God. You are the godly salvation army. God comes and liberates you from Maya. You know that He liberates you in particular and the world in general from the chains of Maya. This too is fixed in the drama. Now, whose greatness would that be? Those whose acts are great are glorified. Therefore, it is the greatness of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. There is now a big burden of sinful souls on this earth. There are as many human beings as there are mustard seeds. The Father comes and removes the burden. There will only be a few thousand, and so that is not even 0.25%. Therefore, you have to understand this drama very well. God is called the Almighty Authority. This is His part in the drama. The Father says, I too am bound by the drama. It is written, whenever there is extreme irreligiousness, I come. There truly now is defamation of religion in Bharat. People defame me and also the deities, and this is why they have become very sinful souls. They have to become that. They have to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. You have now understood this drama. The cycle continues to turn around in your intellects. The Father has come and enlightened you. It is now the end of this drama. You now have to make effort for the new world. Don't think that you will receive whatever you are to receive. No. First is effort. All the power is in purity. It is the greatness of purity. Deities are pure, and this is why impure human beings go and bow down in front of their idols. They even bow down to sannyasis because they remained pure. Memorials of them are created after they die. Some people do a lot of physical service. They open hospitals and colleges, and so their names too are glorified. The greatest name is of the one who purifies everyone and of those who become his helpers. You become pure by having yoga with that one who is ever pure. The more yoga you continue to have, the purer you will continue to become. Your final thoughts will then lead you to your destination. You will then go to the Father. When those people go on a pilgrimage, they don't think that they are going to the Father. Nevertheless, they still remain pure. Here, the Father purifies everyone. It is so easy to understand the drama. He continues to explain many points to you. He then says, simply remember the Father and your inheritance. When someone is dying, everyone reminds him of God. Acha, what would God do? Then, when that person sheds his body, they say that he has become a resident of heaven, which means that by shedding your body in remembrance of God, you will go to heaven. Those people don't even know the Father. It isn't in any of their intellects that they will go to paradise by remembering the Father. They simply say, remember the Supreme Soul. In English, they say, God, the Father. Here you say, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Those people first say God and then the Father. We first say the Supreme Father and then the Supreme Soul. He is the Father of all. If all were the Father, they could not say God, the Father. They cannot understand such a small matter. The Father has explained everything and made it easy for you. When people are unhappy, they remember the Supreme Soul. People are body conscious, and it is the soul that has the remembrance. If the Supreme Soul were omnipresent, why would souls remember him? If souls are immune to to the effect of action, then what is it that souls remember? On the path of devotion, it is souls that remember God because they are unhappy. You have to remember Him to the extent that you have received happiness. This is your study. Your aim and objective is clear. There is no question of blind faith in this. You know those of all the religions. All are present at this time. The history of the deity religion now has to repeat. This is nothing new. We claim the kingdom every cycle. Just as a limited play repeats, in the same way, this is an unlimited play. Who is our enemy for half a cycle? Ravan. We do not claim the kingdom by fighting. Neither do we fight a violent war, nor do we take an army in order to conquer someone. This is a play about victory and defeat. But defeat is subtle, and victory is also subtle. Those who are defeated by Maya are defeated by everything. Those who conquer Maya conquer everything. People put the word mind instead of Maya, and so that has become wrong. This play is predestined in the drama. The Father Himself sits here and gives you His introduction. No other human beings know the Creator. And so, how could they give His introduction? The Creator is the one Father, and all of us are creation. So, we have to receive our fortune of the kingdom. People say that God is omnipresent, which makes everyone the Creator. They have made the creation disappear. They have become so unhappy, and their intellects have become so stone-like. They simply continue to praise themselves and say that they are Vaishnavs. That means that they are half deities. They understand that the deities were Vaishnavs. In fact, the principal meaning of being vegetarian is to have non-violence as your supreme religion. Deities are said to be firm Vaishnavs. There are many who call themselves Vaishnav in this way. However, the Vaishnav community was also pure in the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Where is the kingdom now of that Vaishnav community? You have now become Brahmins. You are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. And so, there would also surely be Brahma. This is why the name has been kept, the dynasty of Shiva, the children of Prajapita Brahma. It is remembered that Shiv Baba came. He created the Brahmin community. They became Brahmins and then deities. You have now become Brahmins from Shudras, and this is why you are called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. It is also good to explain the variety form image. They have shown the variety form image of Vishnu. Vishnu and his kingdom are shown in the cycle of the variety form. All of these things are from Baba's churnings. If you too churn the ocean of knowledge, you will not be able to sleep at night. You will continue to think about all of these things. You will then wake up in the morning and occupy yourself in your business, etc. It is said, Lord of the morning. When you sit and explain to someone, he will say, Oho, you have come to change them from human beings into deities, from beggars into princes. First of all, do alaukik service, and then do physical service afterwards. You need to have that interest. The mothers especially can do very good service. No one will reject the mothers. You have to explain to everyone. Greengrocers, grocers, and servants. No one should be left out that they would complain. Honesty in the heart is required for service. You need to have full yoga with the Father, for only then can you imbibe this. Fill the steamer with all the stock and then go to the port to deliver everything. Such souls would not be able to stay at home happily. They would continue to run to serve. This picture also helps a great deal. It is so clear. Shiv Baba is carrying out establishment of the land of Vishnu through Brahma. This is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra, not the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Krishna. The flames of destruction emerged from the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. Krishna cannot create this sacrificial fire. During his 84 births, his name and form continue to change. Krishna cannot exist in any other name or form. Only when he exists in that form again will the part of Krishna repeat. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning, and namaste to our spiritual mother, father, and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Become true helpers of God. That is, become the godly salvation army and liberate everyone from Maya. Become like a diamond from a shell in this life and also make others the same. 2. Just as Baba churns the ocean of knowledge, so churn the knowledge in the same way. Become benevolent and remain occupied in doing spiritual service. Serve with honesty in your heart. Blessing. May you have an elevated character and remain constantly powerful by finishing any burden of disobedience about small things. You have been directed to wake up at Amrit Vela and sit for meditation. And so, you do that. However, you cannot achieve success when the silence of sleep is mixed with sweet silence. 2. The Father's direction is, do not cause sorrow or take sorrow from any soul. So, you don't cause sorrow, but you do take it. 3. You don't get angry, but you become bossy. Disobedience in such small things burdens you. Now, finish that and make your character an image of one who is obedient, and you will then be called souls who have a constantly powerful character. Slogan: instead of asking for respect, give respect to everyone, and you will continue to receive everyone's respect. Acha, Om Shanti.